sending samples through the mail is a tried and true marketing tactic, but when one Florida woman opened her mail recently and found a sample of a new form of an antidepressant drug, she was stunned. The sample had been sent to her by a Walgreens store, along with literature from Eli Lilly and Company, which has developed a new version of its popular drug Prozac. The package also included a letter signed by her doctors. Glenn Singer is covering the story for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He says that the woman has filed suit against the doctors, Walgreens, and Eli Lilly.
The woman who received the antidepressant is claiming that her privacy was invaded in violation of various Florida laws. And her attorney is also claiming that certain parties here were practicing medicine without a license.
Now, do you know for certain how the company got her name?
No, we're not sure. The mailing came directly from a Walgreens store, in fact, a store that she does not do business with, many miles from her house. The store claims that they were merely filling a prescription for a 4-pack sample of the Prozac Weekly, and that Walgreens did not do anything improperly. Walgreens is reimbursed by coupons provided by Lilly. So this is part of a promotion that Lilly puts on. The question is, who wrote the prescription and why this woman got it in the first place? Because she hadn't been taking Prozac for 7 years. But somewhere in her medical history, the notation that she took Prozac must appear.
What did the letter say that was signed by her doctors, presumably the doctor she's now seeing?
Well, let me read it to you. It says, "Dear patient," it's three paragraphs. "We are very excited to be able to offer you a more convenient way to take your antidepressant medication. Prozac Weekly is the exact same medication as Prozac, but with convenient once-a-week dosing. For your convenience, enclosed you will find a free one-month trial of Prozac Weekly. If you wish to try Prozac Weekly, stop your daily antidepressant one day before starting Prozac Weekly, then take only Prozac Weekly once a week thereafter. Congratulations on being one step to full recovery." And the letter signed by four doctors in a practice to which she had been going.
Now, first of all, my first question is it legal to send a prescription drug through the mail like that?
Well, as far as we can tell, yes, because Walgreens, we do it all the time in the industry. People send in mail order for prescriptions and get back their drugs, and they're expecting them. This is a case where she wasn't expecting this. But Walgreens is saying that it acted properly because it filled a prescription and mailed it to the person to whom the prescription was written.
Isn't it dangerous to send out these kinds of drugs to people before they've seen a doctor, at least recently, to be sure that their medical condition hasn't changed? I mean, you said this woman hadn't taken Prozac in 7 years.
I'd say there are several precautions here that have not been followed. First of all, you don't even know that the people live at the same address that the medication is being sent to, since they never ordered it. You never know who's going to be opening that medication. This woman was very upset because she has grandchildren who like to take in the mail. One day, this could have arrived when they took in the mail, and they could have even ingested it. To look at the extreme example here. And plus the fact that even if someone else had seen this and read this letter, they would say, "Oh, this woman must be severely depressed. She's taking this Prozac."
Mm-hmm. How has Eli Lilly reacted?
Well, when I talked to Lilly in initial stages, the only reaction I got was a spokesperson said that Lilly was conducting an internal investigation. Why it happened, we're still not sure. Now, Lilly has subsequently apologized for this.
What about the doctors involved in this case?
The doctors are not saying anything publicly. Their practice is owned by a hospital in Broward County, and the hospital basically said that it was a well-intentioned effort by doctors to familiarize patients with a new form of the medication.
How widespread is this practice of sending prescription drugs through the mail?
Actually, sending prescription drugs, this is the first instance that we have been made aware of. It's very common for certain drugstores to send out mailings advising patients about new medications, sending them coupons in some occasions. But this is the first time that actual drugs have been sent out, as far as anyone can determine.
All right. Thank you very much, Glenn.
All righty.